story about cheese, please. If you like your music silly, gonna get what you need. Celebs who thought they could sing crazy remakes and kids' tunes, nothing Seacrest would play anywhere else. These songs would be teased, but we love them for their quirks, and so will you on Cheese Please. Cheese Please. Oh yeah, it's Cheese Please.
Cheese Please
in color.
Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
Hey, hi, how you doing? It's another edition to Cheese Please. Welcome to the bunker. And that sums it up. The theme sums it up. We bring you the wacky, warped, and weird every week with my host.
Your co-host?
Thank you.
Co-host. Your partner.
I just...
Your partner in crime.
I just...
The person who keeps you on the cool and steady.
Yeah.
And since there's no marriage... There can be no divorce.
Ah, yes, but there can be a divorce special here on the show this week.
And I'm Daffodil, by the way, folks. You know, it's like he's going to not mention me unless I mention myself.
Yeah. This is my co-host, Daffodil. I just got my mind went blank the whole thing. I was going to say my host co, but that made no sense.
And then you just stopped.
The
ultimate crime in radio. You just stopped talking.
My mind just went like that. Anyway, we're going to focus on, maybe that's why people get divorced. You know?
Because their minds go blank?
Perhaps. I didn't know there were so many divorce songs out there until I started digging.
That there's actually enough cheesy divorce songs to do an entire cheesy divorce show.
And not only that, there's more than one divorce song by Tammy Wynette. We found another one.
That's actually funny.
Instead of the D-I-V-O-R-C-E or the Stand By Your Man thing, there's the divorce sale coming up a little later on. We got Mickey Rooney. Well, that's true. He was married more than a few times.
Yes, he's very familiar with the concept of divorce.
The Hoosier Hotshots, Divorce Me, but we're starting off with a set. Doris Duke is up shortly with Divorce Degree, but we're starting off with the Five Deutones and Divorce Court. Right here on...
We ask you not to divorce yourself from Cheese Please.
Court is now in session. The Honorable Judge Frank Chili Pepper presiding. All right. This is the case of John and Zula Mae Heisenberger. Mrs. Zula Mae Heisenberger.
Yes, sir, Judge.
Will you please take the stand?
Yes, sir.
What is your complaint against your husband?
Can't seem to remember, Judge. Sorry. So sorry.
Judge! I just can't stand it no longer. This is the most low-down, woe-wet man in the world. He need to be locked up, put in the gas tank, buried alive, kicked all the way. I don't care what you do with him, Judge. All I want is the divorce from this man. I can't stand it.
See, but tell the truth, John. Now look, Judge, I told you once, I just can't seem to remember, Judge.
You can't
I don't
remember.
Know what's wrong with me today, but I can't remember.
That's enough.
I don't know, Judge.
That's all right.
Sorry.
Mrs. Heisenberger, your divorce is granted. For you, Junzel, I'm giving you 6 months in the workhouse.
What?
I'm giving you 6 months to work out.
No, Judge, please. Just give me
get
one more
out
time.
Get him out of here, jailer.
Just let me stay one more
can't
time,
Judge. Look at him no
I'm going to do right. Wait a minute.
Come on, boy.
I remember now, Judge. I'm going to treat my wife right and everything, Judge. I'm going to do everything I can to treat my wife right.
Come on out here, boy.
No, Judge. Oh, my God.
It's too late, boy. Ain't no need to cry now.
On this record, the signal to type will be the words, let's begin. S-N-A-R-F-D-U-D-E space D-A-F-F-O-D-I-L period space. Return. Relax your hands.
Cheese, please.
With Doris Duke getting rather emotional about divorce and divorce decree. And before that, we had the Five Deutones Divorce Court. Sensing a theme? Well, it's cheese fleas, that's what I say. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and I have a question about that last song.
Yes?
Is that song called Divorce Degree, like in university degree, or Divorce Decree, like in I Decree?
Decree, I believe.
Yeah, you got it spelled wrong on the sheet. It was very confusing.
Well, now that I think about it, you know, think about it for a minute. I mean, you get the paper down. Now you've got a degree in divorce.
It's not a degree.
Well, you never
it's
know.
It's a decree.
No, it's a degree, Daffodil.
It's a decree.
It's a degree because you're actually, okay, fine. You know more about divorce anyway, and we're on our divorce special. I should mention that.
Yes. I was doing some digging, and I found a study from 2004.
Yes?
That talks about the main causes of divorce.
Okay. And?
Sorry, I had to grab a quick drink.
Yes.
In 27% of cases, the cause is adultery.
Okay.
Extramarital sex or infidelity.
Said the word.
I know. In 17%.
Yes.
It's domestic violence.
Yes.
In 13%, it's a midlife crisis.
Okay.
For 6%, it's addictions for things like alcoholism and gambling. And for 6%, it's workaholism. So, and then there's a bunch of other things.
So why are we having a show on stuff that's all bad?
Well, the songs are good.
Okay.
Divorce itself, not so good.
You made your point on that. As a matter of fact, we're going to get into a couple more. We got the Tammy Wynette. We're going the country route for divorce this time around with Tammy Wynette and the divorce sale shortly, but we're starting off with Hank Snow and his take on marriage and divorce. Right here on...
It's the Cheese Please Divorce Show.
M is for marriage. Each letter spells love. A is the altar where you're blessed from above. R is the ring, lover's faith set in gold. R is the richness of life it can hold. I is the infinite joy in the soul. To life and its goal. G is the giving of love without end. E is eternal, that's marriage, my friend. Is the devil. Divorce is his game. I is the innocent child you may shame. V is your vow made to God and he heard. O is the old lover who met every word. R is the risk when you break heaven's bond. C is the courtroom, not on earth but beyond. This is my story, for E is the end. This is divorce, think it over, my friend.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
Those words were spoken by an electronic computer.
Daisy, Daisy, give me your answer too. I'm half crazy, all for the love of you.
The table, and who'll buy the bed? Who'll buy the memories the auctioneer said? Who'll bid for old love that's grown cold and stale? It's the grand going out of business sale. It's a grand divorce going out of business sale. Odds and ends from two people whose love don't gel. This grand divorce going, going out of business sale. Who'll take this photograph of two kids in love? Not enough. Who'll buy the comfy cups where lips of love have failed? out of business ale. There they stand in an empty room. Everything is so hating to break away and walk out in the cold.
Please with Tammy Wynette, and I thought D-I-V-O-R-C-E was bad. That's just worse.
That was bad.
Going at a business sale. I just want her to say, you know, slash and go, 70, 80, 90% off, gone, go out of business. It's a divorce. I don't get it.
It was weird.
This is weird. I don't know what to say, although apparently they sold everything, so that's a good thing. And before that, apparently divorce is the devil, according to Hank Snow with Marriage and Divorce. I didn't know that. It's like Satan's just hanging around, just way we go, right?
Yeah.
I don't get that.
I don't get that either. Would you like to hear a weird divorce fact?
What's your name?
Oh, sorry. I'm Daffodil.
And this is Snarf Dude, and this is Cheese Please, where we're bringing you the wacky, warped, and slightly depressed this week on our divorce special.
I know. That's why we're going to have some wacky facts about divorce. Try to bring up the mood.
There's wacky facts about divorce?
Yes. Did you know Nevada has the highest rate of divorce at 14.7%?
And that's something to celebrate?
The East Coast has the lowest rate of divorce.
Oh, well, that's more like it. And what happens? They get married at the Elvis Chapel, and all of a sudden they turn around and say, "Hey, I want a divorce." I don't get it.
Here's a weird one.
What?
According to a recent study, dancers and choreographers reported the highest divorce rates at 43.1%, followed by bartenders at 38.4%, massage therapists at 38.2%, and rounding out your top 10 are casino workers, telephone operators, nurses, and home health aides.
Telephone operators?
I know. That struck me as odd.
I'm a telephone operator. I pick up a phone and dial.
No, they mean people who work for the phone company.
Oh. Work for the phone company or one that actually answered the phone or something like that?
I don't know. It just says telephone operator. You know, as in operators are standing by?
Perhaps. I think we should play some more music because I'm getting sort of upbeat, but I'm feeling a little better, not as depressed, but...
Well, here's one more funny fact.
Okay. Wow.
In 2012, an Italian man brought his mother along on his honeymoon. His new bride asked for a divorce 3 weeks later.
Just 3 weeks later?
I'm surprised it took her 3 weeks.
I'd be thinking more like 3 days.
Exactly.
I don't get it. Okay, we've got the Hoosier Hot Shots coming up with Divorce Me, C.O.D. I just want to talk like that when I say that title.
Yeah.
And to start it off, Mickey Rooney and Alimony Blues, right here on...
It's Divorcing Time on Cheese, Please.
Took me 60 seconds to say three little words. For 60 years I'll pay off matrimonies for the birds. Alimony. Alimony. Pay up, pay up, pay. Alimony Blues. She said that she would give me half of everything that's hers, but half of everything of mine ain't mine, it's all of hers. Alimony, 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 alimony. Pay up, you fool. Alimony Blues. We both decided marriage was a case of give and take. Then came divorce, and now, of course, she's taking all I make. Alimony! Alimony! Oh, alimony! Alimony Blues! Hey, the woman! Hey, the woman! The sheriff handed me a piece of paper from my spouse that he took away my car and put a lien against my house. Alimony! Oh! $2 and the preacher cost me $5. So now they're sending out Jack Webb to bring me back alive. I love alimony. Oh, alimony, 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 alimony blues. The judge said take the stand and show the money that you spent. And then before I said a word, he said you're in contempt. Alimony, 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 alimony blues. Oh, it's terrible.
We have major traffic piling up within the WASP-12 solar system as a yellow dwarf star continues to engulf one of its planets. All inbound routes to WASP-12b are closed to expedite the evacuation of planet residents as it continues to be devoured by its parent star. Commuters between Jupiter and Saturn should allow extra time as their orbital positions place them farther apart. Heavy traffic between Jupiter and Uranus as travelers take advantage of the shortened orbital distance. As your craft approaches the speed of light, it builds up infinite mass, greatly decreasing your engine's performance. Just one treatment of mass X every 3,000 light years will prevent this buildup from slowing you down.
Long ticket, gonna use it at 4 p.m. So you can call your secret love and break the news to him. You thought your little romance was on the strict QT. So if you want your freedom, PDQ, divorce me, COD. I won't be round to hear you cry. I'm Texas bound, and by... You can reach me down in Dallas, General Delivery. So if you want your freedom, PDQ, divorce me, COD. Texas bound,
got the ticket bought,
and by and by,
oh me, oh my, you can reach me down in Dallas, General Delivery. So if you want your freedom, PDQ, divorce me, COD, COD, PDQ, divorce me, COD.
Hoosier Hot Shots here on Cheese Fleas with Divorce Me COD and PDQ. They keep talking about is pretty darn quick, right?
Yes.
If I remember right.
Yes.
And before that, Mickey Rooney going crazy.
And yeah, that was a little painful.
Just a bit, just a bit. Alimony Blues on the show this week. And this is the divorce special because I didn't realize there were so many divorce songs out there. And I thought I'd be a little positive on the show this week. And it's a rather depressing topic.
Well, it's a depressing topic anyway.
Yeah.
Although I will say that the Hoosier Hot Shots,
yes,
were actually the funnest thing we've played so far.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's true. You know,
very some, upbeat kind of hoedowning.
There's some positivity here somewhere. It's not all bad. It's not like a Tammy Wynette record.
Although we played one of those.
That was bad.
That was really bad.
And before that, well, you know, you heard the show. What am I talking about? We're 25 minutes in. You heard the show, right? If you came late, I'm sorry
you missed it, but you can always get it online on our website.
Yeah, there's an idea. I don't know if I feel sorry about if you've missed it, because it's probably a good thing the way this show is going this week.
It's not that bad.
Your
best idea, but not that bad.
I'm poking the bear a little bit, Daffodil, you know? I'm just poking the bear, all in jest, no big deal. It's not that bad. We're here, right? That's a good thing.
That is always a good thing.
We
are the best thing about this week's show.
Is that a good thing?
It has to be.
We
have brought you Cheese Please, your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird.
I just thought you were getting a little conceited when you said that.
No!
Oh, okay. We're the best thing there, you know? Okay, fine. Anyway, we're going to end off the show this week with Skeets McDonald and Mrs. Right is Divorcing Mr. Wrong. That sounds like a reality show, doesn't it?
It sounds like the theme for a reality show, anyway.
Anyway.
We're kind of all beside ourselves here. We've had a few technical difficulties that none of you listeners know about.
Yes.
And it's kind of put us off our game a little bit. We promise if you come back next week, we will have much better shenanigans for you.
Yes, yes. Please, yes, please come back. Okay, I sound like I should be divorcing you, Daffodil. Until next week, folks.
Have fun, stay cheesy.
Yes, I cheated, but it's just nature to be attracted now and then. When a necessary evil comes along, I've tried controlling this obsession, but I find that you are gone. Now Mrs. Wright's divorcing Mr. Wrong. Now Mr. Wrong needs loving, for I'm lonesome tonight. And not just any loving, it's gotta be from Mrs. Wright. But you took all of your belongings, and I know you won't come home. For Mrs. Wright's divorcing Mr. Wrong. Your famous woman's intuition started you to checking round. You found another in the arms where you belong. Temptation caused my will to weaken. Now it's too late to be strong. For Mrs. Wright's divorcing Mr. Wrong. Now Mr. Wrong needs loving, for I'm lonesome tonight. Not just any loving, it's gotta be from Mrs. Wright. But you took all of your belongings, and I know you won't come home. For Mrs. Wright's divorcing Mr. Wrong. Ah, Mrs. Wright's divorcing Mr. Wrong.
Please, your weekly sample of the wacky, the warped, and the weird was produced by Snarf Dude and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog for Scottsdale and Production. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, inviting you back next week as we help to spread the cheese.